the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome.
Welcome. Hello.
To a show in which Liz thinks in an alternate job or an alternate career path, she could be an interior designer.
What?
Of trash cans.
Yeah. True.
Here's what we're talking about.
Those Two Girls.
Good morning.
Hello, hello, hello.
Happy Thursday.
Thank you.
Can I share a funny little marital joke between my husband, Wills, and I, just to get the day off?
Is it a joke that both of you find funny, or is it just a joke that
find
you
find funny? I was picking him up from the airport. He'd been away for work. And in the car on the radio was playing this very popular song at the moment.
We could be more than just
okay, it's very catchy. And I turned to Wills and I said, wow, this song could be our theme song. We're part-time lovers. And he looked at me very, don't cringe, Aaron. He looked at me and very dryly said, I think I'm on more of a casual rate, don't you?
Wow.
Oh, I laughed and I laughed.
What a burn.
And I said, I think you are. Yes. Yes. Part-time lovers is now our marital theme song.
I was only on like $7.23 when I was a casual at Kmart.
Oh, God, are we actually going into casual rates?
Well, I just made me...
No, a casual hourly rate is always higher.
Well, Sarah, back in 1921, that was a high rate of...
Shillings. It was in shillings as well.
Shut up, Aaron.
It's Those Two Girls. Good morning.
Waiting to pull that one out.
Sarah, I wanted to tell you that as I approach the big 40, that's right. I know it's hard to believe, but next year.
It's not that hard to believe, actually.
Shut up. I am turning 40.
I see you every morning
year.
When you roll out of bed. It's not that hard.
And I feel that I am getting older and wiser. I'm really starting to understand this world that we live in. And I feel like, in general, my knowledge of things is really up there, you know? Particularly...
Getting a bit up yourself as you get closer to 42.
Particularly this revelation that I had.
Take your time. Wow.
Please, take your time.
Take your time
no,
with it.
No, because it's really...
Got anywhere to be. The more pauses you can punctuate your elderly 40-year-old sentences with, the better.
I had an incredible revelation. I'm going to share it with you. The revelation is...
Are you hanging on the edge of your seat, Az?
Guys, it's going to be worth it. Think about it.
We want you to tell us. What is it?
Okay. This is it. The nicer the house, the harder it is to find the bin. Okay, you go into someone's kitchen... Okay, it's a really fancy house, a really fancy kitchen. Do you know where the blasted bin is? I bet you don't. You know why? Because it's in some push cupboard with slow release,
That's
soft release.
True. This is
or
very
it's in the butler's
true.
Pantry, or it's like an incinerator. Where is the kitchen bin in the fancy homes of Australia?
That's very
This
true.
Is what's occurred to me as a wise
this
woman.
This is actually true. Yes,
the nicer
it's like
the home,
the more
the
it costs, the more
it is.
Integrated everything is. I went over to a girlfriend's place recently and her fridge is integrated into cupboards. Okay? It just looks like a wood panelled thing with a door and you open it and you're there.
You're
in the fridge.
In it.
I would never have picked it.
So that's what I mean.
They've got three bins in their kitchen. I couldn't find one of them.
Well, so there. My point is proven. Same thing with the laundry, guys. You go into a fancy laundry, there is no hamper. There's no cane basket just on the ground because guess what? They've integrated that too. It's now a drawer.
What?
You're reinventing the wheel.
You do kind of sound angry. Is it because people know where the bin is in your house? I mean, I walk into yours and there it is, all silver, shining brightly in the daylight. I know exactly where it is.
I just think, you know...
I know where your wheelie bins are. You don't even hide them at home.
I like a good old-fashioned petal bin and I'm not ready to see it go the way of the dodo. All these people with their fancy
houses. I think a lot of people would like that talk break to go the way of the dodo.
Wouldn't we all?
No, everyone's driving to work going, God damn it, she's right.
If she's this,
got it,
if she's this smart now at 40,
I mean, imagine.
Wait till she's 80.
Imagine.
A regular little Einstein.
Imagine what I'm going to come up with.
If there are any home renovation shows that want a speaker, Lise is available for input.
Complete with pauses.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I'm in a quandary. It's an ethical fashion dilemma. Now, here's the thing. Many years ago, I was gifted my grandma's fur coat.
What kind of fur is it?
Now, grandma died, oh gosh, more 26 years ago. And so she'd, you know, obviously mum inherited the coat and now mum's since passed it on to me. It's a black wool coat that happens to have a fox fur collar.
Okay.
Now, this would have been my grandma's pride and joy of a coat.
Yes.
And I've got photos of her wearing it, you know, back in the 50s. So this fox, when it was running around on all four legs, was, you know, we're talking well into the first half of last century. Okay?
Okay. Can foxes be black or has that been
dyed? It's a red fox.
It's a red fox collar on a black
woolen
coat.
Now, it's getting cold. It is cold. It's freezing. I see it sitting there in the back of my wardrobe.
You can't
behind,
wear it.
Behind my cheap polyester coats. And I think, can I wear it? The fox has been dead for years. I didn't kill it. I didn't buy it.
It's already
it's
dead.
It's a vintage Sarah, coat. It was my grandmother's. What am I going to do with it?
There's only one question. What does the fox say? Do you guys remember
ding,
that?
Ding,
what
ding,
does
ding,
the
ding,
fox
ding,
say?
Ding, ding, ding.
No, listen. I understand the fox is dead and
it's been dead back in the time when fur was in fashion.
Yes, I understand. You haven't killed the fox. You haven't put your own money towards the death of the fox.
No.
This is a coat that you've inherited. However, in this day and age of political correctness, one cannot be seen wearing real fur.
But then also in politics, we're also about the environment and not wasting things. I've got a perfectly good coat there. I can't detach the fox fur collar. No. I've looked at it, but it's all like sewn
in. Listen, you have
the head and tail's not on it. I could pass it off as faux. It's not one of those old school ones where the actual limp animal is hanging around your neck.
Listen,
I mean, I draw the line there.
You never know when a member of, what's that?
Peter.
Is hiding around a corner with a bucket of fake blood. Mm. That's what they do. And then you wear it and then boom, you're at school pickup and they tip the bucket on you. You don't know that Karen from the pickup zone isn't a member of PETA. Are you willing to take the risk? Because guess what? There's a mole in the house and I'm about to text Karen.
It's Those Two Girls with Lise and Sarah.
Oh, God, that's so
sabotage.
That. Sorry, Grandma.
Weeks ago, you came to the table and confessed that the old school TV show Full House is semi-raising your children because they've become hooked on it.
Absolutely.
It's on Netflix.
Yep.
We watched it when we were tweens, right?
Well, I was maybe a smidge old for it, but I remember it was always on after school.
Yes.
And it was a big deal. My girls are loving
it. Okay. Well, I have
the
taken
Tanner household.
A leaf from your book and I introduced it to my two boys, Remy and Maxie, who are nearly 10 and nearly 6. And I thought, let's see if they like it. Well, they love it.
Yeah.
They love it. You were right. And one of the characters in Full House, if you can remember, is the oldest daughter. Her name is DJ. Okay. And I think it's short for like, it blew my mind.
Donna Joy. That's it.
Anyway. My youngest boy, Maxie, who's nearly 6, he has taken a liking to that name. And he said, Mum, I like that name, DJ. Why didn't you call me DJ? And I said, well, your name's not Donna Joy.
It's funny,
starters.
I almost had the exact same conversation in my
house.
He
likes
about
it. He's like, can people just call me DJ from here on in? And I said, well, I mean, look, we can role play for a little bit if you want. Whatever.
I can help you live this lie for a little while, Maxie, but then it has to stop, okay?
Listen,
that's your parenting style.
That is my parenting style. It's a bit of fun.
Don't find your tomahawk.
Yes.
And then it got me thinking, guys, that I actually feel his pain because there is a name that I wish I was called.
Well, I'm not surprised. Ooh. You've got a very...
My name is annoying. Like, let's face it, Lise. Mm. Everyone thinks it's Lisa or Lies or I don't know, Liz.
Loser. Sorry, that's just mine.
I get it all, and it's really difficult. So I have given it a lot of thought, and do you have a name that you wish you were called? I'll reveal mine.
Okay, yeah, I did. Well, because obviously I'm Sarah, and being born in 1980, there were at least 72 Sarahs
yes.
in every class.
It's common.
Through my education. Name. So I dreamed of being called Hannah.
Hannah was a popular name as well at that time. A little less.
And I liked that it was an anagram. You know, spelt the same way forwards as background as backwards.
As backward. Okay.
Hannah was really.
That is true.
Is that an anagram? Is that what that
yeah,
was?
Yeah, that's an anagram.
Yeah,
isn't
anagram
it?
Backward. Is
same backwards and forwards.
Yes. He's checking.
Hannah with an H. I think it is.
I don't think it is.
Or is anagram where you no? That's
mix
acrostic.
Up the words.
That's an acrostic poem. Remember those acrostic poems acrostic. When you go down and anyway. Do you people want to know what my name is?
This palindrome. Not a palindrome.
It's
palindrome.
Palindrome.
Is it a palindrome?
Palindrome.
That's it.
Oh my
okay,
God.
My bad.
So what's an anagram?
That's where I think
you
that's actually
up
where
the
you.
Words.
Yes, an anagram. So Sarah could be harass.
Yes.
That's an anagram.
Which
of
also
Sarah.
Makes a lot of sense.
True.
Do you guys want to know
yes,
my name? Because
what
that's
was
why
your
I'd...
dream name.
Okay. Sloan.
What?
I love it.
Okay, this is.
I
did your mum let you watch Bold and the Beautiful
no.
too much when
but
you were growing up?
But you guys know that I love unisex names. I love them.
Yeah.
Sloane. S-L-O-A-N-E. Sloane. Don't
Why?
You think I could pull off Sloane?
No, that sounds
With
like
dark
a
hair.
Criminal on it NCIS.
Not.
It does.
It does not.
Have you found the perp? We've got him. Sloane.
I kind of like it.
Thank you, Az.
Why didn't you go for something unisex like Peter?
Stop harassing
or
me,
Tony.
It's those two girls with Hannah and Sloane.
Those two girls.
I'm looking deep into each of your eyes right now, and I want you to explain something to me. I feel stupid. I feel like I'm the only one who's not in on some massive global joke. What the hell is Area 51?
Okay, hold on. What part of it do you not understand? Do you not actually, you have no idea what Area 51 is?
I don't know what Area 51 is. I don't know why there are all these Facebook groups I'm being invited to storm Area 51. I don't know.
There are two things. That
what it is.
We're going to break it down for you. Okay. Area 51 is, Aaron, help me out here.
Oh,
but
you don't
like,
know. Liz doesn't know.
I do bloody know. I've seen the documentaries. I've seen the movies.
Well, then explain it. Why'd you
because
throw it to Aaron?
It's a classified area somewhere in
Super
the Nevada.
Secret. Top level.
Top secret. US military. Somewhere in the Nevada desert, they have a designated area called
classified. Well, it's not called Area 51.
Well, it is. People know it as Area 51.
Yes.
And what they're saying is that all of the state secrets live there. There's also aliens, apparently,
the
there.
The Roswell alien. That's where they think they took him.
They think the Roswell alien is down there. Or everything. It's like X-Files.
So this is a legitimate place. It's not
it's
where
a
people
legitimate
are just
place.
Like...
Real place, but no one knows what's happening in there.
The old hoochie-cooch and making all this stuff
no,
up.
No, no, no.
This is a legitimate
it's
place.
A, look, I can show you a photo of it. It's in the Nevada desert there. That's just a highway.
That's a road.
With a
That's a road in the desert. That looks
that's
really boring.
Vegas.
So why are people so excited about Area 51
okay.
and why are there so many memes online at
the
moment, that I don't understand?
Someone has created a Facebook event out of nowhere that is inviting people to storm Area 21 on September the 20th. Area 51 on September 20th at 3 a.m.
Area
saying,
21 was a club you went to.
That actually was a great club. Anyway, they're saying the premise of the Facebook event is if thousands of people storm Area 51 at the same time, the US military can't shoot or won't shoot thousands of people. Do you know how many people are now attending this event?
How many?
1.3 million.
Can't stop all of us.
So some people are saying it's a joke, it's a meme. Other people are taking it very serious because they want to see them aliens.
Them aliens.
Do people not have enough to do in there?
The question
this
is...
This doesn't sound logical. Like, let's go there. They can't shoot all of us.
Well, they can't, can
no,
they?
Thanks.
Will they? Will, won't they? Is it a risk either of you would be prepared to take? Aaron, if we were currently in the great state of Nevada...
Which we're not.
And we were coming up to September 20th. Would you join the group?
I'd join the back of the pack. I wouldn't be at the front.
No.
But I'd give it a shot.
No, I'd get online to bloody whatif.com and find a better holiday than that. No.
Not sponsored.
No, not sponsored. No, trip it, whoever, fly, I don't care. But no, that's not sensible.
Would you, Lees?
I would.
Oh, Lees actually started the Facebook group. Now it comes out. I wondered why you've been so active lately online.
I want to see an alien.
Who doesn't?
Would you? I mean, it terrifies me, the very thought.
Just look
of
in
it.
The mirror of the morning.
You know what terrifies me? An alien giving me an endoscopy.
What the
like,
hell? I mean,
I think about this stuff, guys. This is the stuff I think about. And now I've said it, and they've probably heard me, and they're going to capture me and do an endoscopy on me.
Oh,
there.
God, Aaron, they'd be doing us a favour, wouldn't they?
And on that note,
this is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
That was the show. Thank you.
I still think I could get away with wearing my grandma's fur coat and nobody would know.
I think that...
It's only a little bit of fox.
Well, look.
I haven't done it yet and it's been in my cupboard for 7 years.
Listen, why don't you wear it to work?
Okay.
Next week sometime, yes. Okay?
And then put up
and
a poll.
And then we will tell you.
Okay, I should have done that today.
What does the fox say? Remember that? That was a great film clip. Was that just a viral song or was it an actual hit?
I think it got some play.
I mean, let's be honest, it was incredibly annoying, but not
as
one
annoying.
Step down from annoyingness as that I'm blue, I believe
I'm a issue with that song?
I hate it. I hate it. Like, nothing sets me more on edge.
When that would come on. Blue house with a blue window.
When that thing would come on in a nightclub, like, everyone would vacate the floor. Nobody likes that song. You can't dance to it, you can't sing to it. Yeah, it's terrible. People are just scatting to it.
Words, though.
I thought it was I Believe I Would Die.
Sarah's not great with lyrics. We know that about her, okay?
She really isn't.
Return. What did you think it was? Turn up the man.
Turn up the man. Oh, what'd you say? Turn up the man.
Let's call it there.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Love you.
Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.